What makes a tea high in caffeine? There are five factors that influence the caffeine content in a green tea, and we're going to cover all of them here. Next, we're going to show you how to raise or lower the caffeine in the tea that you drink, depending on what you're looking for. Let's dive into the five factors that make a green tea high in caffeine. First, we have the shading of the tea plants. When the tea plants are exposed to sunlight, they will naturally produce catechins as a protection against the UV light. These actually produce a bitter flavor in the final tea. So if a farmer wants to produce a smoother and sweeter tea, he will cover the tea plants with a special type of netting before the harvest. As an additional side effect, the tea plant will actually produce more caffeine when it's under shade. The shading can be a stressful time for the tea plant, and it produces higher levels of caffeine to avoid being eaten by insects. This is why shaded teas like Cabo Secha, which is shaded for 10 days or more prior to the harvest, are higher in caffeine than a typical unshaded Secha. Gyokuro is shaded for even longer, at 21 days or more, so it develops an even higher amount of caffeine. A serving of Gyokuro tea can have as much as 120 milligrams of caffeine, which is twice as much as a normal Secha. After the leaves have been shaded, it's time for them to be harvested, and how they are harvested can impact the caffeine content. This is where the second factor comes into play, and that's the age of the tea leaves. If you look at a tea plant, you'll notice these light green sprouts on top of the plant and darker green leaves towards the base. These light green leaves are the most desirable as they are the richest in flavor. They are also the most desirable for the insects because they are softer and more tender. For this reason, the tea plant produces more caffeine on these leaves in order to protect its more vulnerable parts. The older and tougher leaves towards the base of the tea plant are much less likely to be eaten, so they don't produce as much caffeine. Teas made from the older leaves like Bancha, Genmaicha, and Hojicha are much lower in caffeine compared to a tea like Sencha, which is made from the young sprouts. Because these older leaves are less sought after, the teas made from them are less expensive. This is why you can get a green tea like Bancha for a good price, and you still get that delicious green tea flavor. The tea is also higher in minerals and thought to be good for digestion. Just like the older leaves of the tea plant are tougher, so too are the stems of the tea plant. These stems contain one-third the caffeine compared to the leaves, which brings us to the third factor that influences caffeine, which is the presence of the stems. The most desirable Japanese leaf teas like Sencha, Gyokuro, and Cabo Secha are made using the top three leaves of the tea plant, and if possible, without the stems. Of course, there are still some stems present in the leaves themselves, but it is nothing compared to a stem tea like Kukicha. Kukicha is made with both the stems and the leaves of the tea plant. Normally, these stems would be discarded, but the tea farmers thought a more economical approach would be to use the stems to create a new type of tea. Stem teas are appreciated all around the world for their light and floral flavors and low caffeine content. You can go for the typical Kukicha tea, which is drier with more floral notes, or the Karagane, which is a specialty stem tea made from shaded tea plants. The Karagane will have more caffeine and a sweeter, more fruity flavor profile. So when we compare the levels of caffeine in different types of teas, we have stem teas on the lower end and leaf teas on the higher end. But there is actually one more level, and that is teas that have the stems removed entirely. This is true in the case of Tencha, a tea made using the same production process used to make Gyokuro. But instead of being rolled into these tight needle-shaped leaves, the stems are removed from the leaves and they are simply dried. This tea isn't intended to be brewed, but rather turned into matcha, which leads us to the next factor that influences caffeine, and that is the grinding. This grinding process really only applies to matcha, but it has a huge impact on the amount of caffeine in a tea. When you brew a tea, you aren't extracting everything from the tea leaf. There is quite a bit that remains inside, and that also includes caffeine. You may be able to extract a majority of the caffeine in the first brewing, but that doesn't mean that you extract all of it. Matcha is different because the leaves are ground into a fine powder in a large stone mill and then mixed directly into water. This means that you're getting everything inside the leaf all at once. For this reason, gram for gram, you get more caffeine from matcha than a high-caffeine leaf tea like Gyokuro. With Gyokuro, you get 120 milligrams of caffeine with 5 grams of leaves, but with premium matcha, you get 170 milligrams of caffeine for 5 grams of powder. This leads us to the final factor, which has to do with how the tea is prepared, and more importantly, the leaf-to-water ratio. When we talk about how to brew a tea, we generally talk about three factors: the leaf-to-water ratio, the brewing temperature, and the brewing time. You'll extract slightly more caffeine from the leaves if you use a hotter temperature water or a longer brewing time. But where you'll really notice a difference is when you start to play around with the leaf-to-water ratio. We typically recommend 5 grams of leaves and 150 milliliters of water for most of our Japanese green teas. But if you really want to use 10 grams of leaves and the same amount of water, you will start to get close to double the caffeine content for the same volume of tea. So this is where you have control over the caffeine content of your tea. If you want to lower the amount of caffeine in your green tea, you can lower the amount of leaves you use and still brew with the same quantity of water. The tea won't have quite as much flavor, but it will be lower in caffeine. You can also play around with the temperature of your tea brewing. When you brew the tea with cold water, you won't extract as much of the caffeine, and you won't extract as much of the bitterness. This is a good technique if you want a cool, refreshing green tea you can drink throughout the day without being kept up all night. Finally, the second brewing of a tea is going to be lower in caffeine. The caffeine is mostly on the outside of the leaf, so one strong brewing will extract a majority of the caffeine. These later brewings of the tea can still be quite flavorful, but they'll only contain a fraction of the caffeine as the initial brew. You can always enjoy the first brewing of the tea in the morning, and then you can save the lower caffeine second brewing for later on in the day. This strategy ensures that you get a lot of use out of your tea leaves without getting a lot of caffeine late in the day. While you can alter the amount of caffeine in a green tea based on how you prepare it, the best solution is to simply choose your green teas based on how much caffeine you're looking for. If you want low caffeine green teas, you can go for teas made from the older leaves like Bancha, Genmaicha, and Hojicha, or the teas made with a lot of stems like Kukicha. If you want to go for a higher caffeine green tea, you should go for shaded teas like Kabuse Sencha and Gyokuro. Also, if you really want to achieve the highest caffeine content, you can go for matcha and prepare it using more powder and less water. Each gram of premium matcha will add 34 milligrams of caffeine to your drink, so make sure that you plan accordingly. If you want to try some of this premium, high-caffeine matcha for yourself, you can head to neoteas.com and browse our selection of ceremonial-grade matcha. Because cheaper matcha skips a lot of these production steps, you end up with a more bitter flavor and a lower caffeine content. What you want to go for is premium, first-harvest, ceremonial-grade matcha. Matcha, like the Matcha Washamine, which will have a vibrant green color, a smooth flavor profile, and more nutrients. Thank you all so much for taking the time to watch this video. If you have any questions about caffeine or green tea in general, please feel free to leave them in the comments below. Until then, we'll see you next time.